Thank you for making us the number one radio station inside the 7 o'clock hour. A little bit of Drake right there with God's Plan. I'll bring him back in just a minute, or actually on the other side. In studio with me, I have Dr. Karen Dyer. Good morning, Dr. Dyer. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
Yes, thank you for being here. So for those that don't know who Dr. Dyer is yourself, tell us a little bit about you.
I'm a counseling psychologist. Mm-hmm. I work with all sorts of people. My main clients are facing into difficult transitions. Mm-hmm. Often people with serious illnesses, or people who are just going through really difficult periods. Maybe they've lost a loved one. Maybe they're changing job. They're not sure what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So I'm quite interested in how we face into changes.
All right. Now, you're registered in the UK and here.
Yes.
Yes. And those that are not familiar, or they've heard about ecotherapy, is this something that you touch on?
Yep. I think everybody in, you know, we're all interconnected. We're all part of the world. Mm-hmm. Human beings are part of the world. And I think that for me, whenever I work with anybody, I always ask them, what do you do in your lunch break? And people tell me, oh, I sit at my desk and eat my sandwich. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, how about maybe getting up and going outside, go sit in the park, go look at the sea, take 10 minutes just to walk around and get some fresh air. Mm-hmm. We forget that we spend more than 10 hours a day. Most people spend more than 10 hours a day in front of screens. Mm-hmm. And that sedentary lifestyle is really so stressful. Mm-hmm. When we're in it, we're sort of zombified. We just sit at our desks, look at our computers, do our work, eat our lunch at our desk. Mm-hmm. Sometimes even our employers provide us lunch. Isn't that great? So right. We can't leave our desks. Mm-hmm. So I'm big on asking people, not just about their mental health and what are they bringing psychologically, but what's it like for you physically in the world? Mm-hmm. Do you go outside? Do you stay inside all the time? How many times do you go and look at the green and blue spaces that we're all, you know, all these things surround us. They're free to us, but mm-hmm. yet so many people are disconnected from the natural world. And the message today is, how do we get people to reconnect with the natural world? Because that connection mm-hmm. gives us the buy-in to look after the world that we live in. So mm-hmm. I'm here representing or at the invitation of BEST, mm-hmm. which is the Bermuda Environment and Sustainability Task Force. Mm-hmm. And we were having a conversation about how do we get everybody on board about protecting the environment? And mm-hmm. I was saying, well, we have to have a buy-in. Mm-hmm. It has to be important to each individual. Otherwise, people won't, if you're not connected to something, why would you want to protect it?
Interesting. So with the green and blue spaces, obviously outside, going outside, you hear people talk about how, you know, exercising releases endorphins, it makes you happy, etc. So these green and blue spaces going outside, is that correlated with good health?
Absolutely. So, you know, there's been lots and lots of studies showing why green and blue spaces are good for health. Mm-hmm. We know that the cognitive benefits, you know, your ability to be more attentive, your working memory increases. And there's been studies that show people who spend more time outside in green spaces have less attention deficit, whereas mm-hmm. people who are always in urban environments tend to be, they're more scattered. Mm-hmm. There's still lots of research being done, but, you know, we know that we don't know why green and blue spaces are so important, mm-hmm. but we know that they are. And so the research is just, mm-hmm. it's ongoing, but there's a lot of evidence. In the UK, there's been major studies by Mind mm-hmm. that's been showing that, you know, the pace of modern life, we need downtime. Mm-hmm. As I said, we spend so much time in front of screens. Children, when you think about children at school, they sit there all day. They come home, they sit in front of the TV, they have their iPads, they have their phones. Even the loss of playgrounds mm-hmm. in schools and green spaces. Like when I was a kid, I went to Delwood Primary.
Right.
And those days, Delwood Primary had, well, I was small, so the fields looked huge.
Yes.
But they also had like areas where there was trees mm-hmm. and we would build forts and we would run around at lunchtime. We've even had a gardening program way mm-hmm. back when in Delwood in the 1970s. And I think that really connected me to the natural world and the idea that we can all be connected in, even mm-hmm. if we just have a plant in our house. It's a green space. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. There's lots of benefits.
Okay. When people think of green spaces or ecotherapy, well, what types of ecotherapy are there?
Right. So there's lots to choose from, and actually mm-hmm. Bermuda has quite a lot on offer already, but mm-hmm. mostly aimed at younger people. Animal-assisted interventions are, you know, when you actually have, like at Windreach, you can go to Windreach and you can go around and look at the animals and go on a nature walk. Animal-assisted therapy, there's two agencies. Windreach have their Riding for the Disabled
yes.
program, mm-hmm. but there's also Amber's Wings, which is a newer charity that's mm-hmm. using equine therapy, which is working with horses. With young children, and they're working with kids who have been bereaved mm-hmm. and other children who've had difficult traumatic experiences. And they also work with lots of other people as well. But mm-hmm. those are available. For the blue exercise, there are lots of swimming clubs in Bermuda, so that's great. But there's also, I think, Solstice are doing a surf therapy program
yes.
starting soon, mm-hmm. I think at the end of this month. And sailing programs. The Spirit of Bermuda used to take kids out on the Big Spirit on adventure programs. So all of those things are available to mm-hmm. us here. Environmental conservation is actually listed as ecotherapy.
Mm.
So the people who get together with KBB
yes.
and go out and do a beach cleanup, that is ecotherapy, because you are doing something for your community, you're getting outside in the fresh air, and it's going to make you feel good because you've done something positive.
Exactly. you have been a chartered counseling psychologist for many years. Over the years, more so, I would say in the last 8 years, have you seen a shift with regards to, are people more happier, or have you become more stressed over the years?
I think people are more stressed.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not forget, we've been through COVID.
Yes.
And COVID made people isolated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the research that came out of COVID was that the people who had gardens, mm-hmm. so in the UK, certainly, people who had gardens didn't do too badly because they could get outside in their garden. I'm not sure, we were allowed out for what, an hour a day for exercise?
I think it was, yeah.
So that's pretty restrictive.
Mm-hmm.
People got dogs through COVID, so they mm-hmm. had, so they could say, oh, I have to go out to take my dog for a walk. And then afterwards, all these poor dogs, well, anyway, that's another story.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but people who lived in high-rise buildings who couldn't get outside, they really struggled.
Mm-hmm.
And so we know that green spaces and the need to be in nature is something that is part of being human. And so some people would say, oh, well, happy people go into green spaces. Mm-hmm. Green spaces don't make people happy.
Right.
But I think that if you know, I'd invite everybody to, you know, just notice mm-hmm. what it's like for you. If you do a little experiment later on, not whilst you're driving, please.
Right.
But, you know, just when you get to your desk, sit mm-hmm. down and just check in with yourself. Check in with your body. What's going on? How much tension is there?
Mm-hmm.
And then later on tonight or this afternoon or at lunchtime, go sit in the park with your lunch and just notice, how do I feel now?
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we each do that experiment, we will see that we feel better
mm-hmm.
when we are outside. Even if we're outside working, digging in the garden, or, I don't know, picking up trash, we're
yes.
going to feel better.
You know, instead of being inside, always working, looking at a screen, mm-hmm. Isolated from everyone,
yeah.
You are encouraging individuals to get outside. Because also, with regards to your private practice, you work with many people facing challenges, anxiety, depression, yep. related to loss. So encouraging them to get outside or becoming in tune with oneself, do you see a difference?
Absolutely. So my research was on coping for mm-hmm. women after they had breast cancer treatment. Mm-hmm. And so many of those people said that part of their healing process or their journey was just sit in the garden
mm-hmm.
or sit in the house and look out at the garden if they couldn't get outside. Going around the block with the dog, taking the dog out, just noticing nature, noticing the change in the trees, how they started their treatment at one point in the year And as they went through their treatment, noticing all the differences, how they were, this was my research was done in the UK, but mm-hmm. noticing the seasons changing and just being connected and feeling that they were still part of the world is so healing.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my people in my study said that when they had cancer, they suddenly noticed the world more. They noticed nature. Mm. They heard the birds in a different way. And they also noticed how many other people had their heads stuck on their cell phones and were missing it all.
Right.
And she says, why don't people just look up and be in awe mm-hmm. of nature? Because it is awesome.
And, you know, you've heard that from many different people over the years with regards to technology. If you walk around, if you're in Hamilton and you just observe, many people have their head down in their phone.
Yeah.
They're walking across the street and they're not even paying attention.
Absolutely. And you know, but it's part of the world we live in.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to sort of have a balance. Of course, we're going to need technology. Of course, we're going to need to go to work,
mm-hmm.
right? Because we want money so we can buy our groceries. But it's finding the balance. And I think it's all about balance. We can have both.
Mm-hmm.
We need about 2 hours a week in green space to make a difference, to make mm-hmm. us feel, which is not that much time when right. you think about it. Mm-hmm. You know, 20 minutes, three times a week, go out for a nice walk, go along the railway trail, go down to the beach. We are so lucky here because we have some green spaces left.
Mm-hmm.
We do have some lovely parks. We have yes. some lovely nature reserves. And we also we're surrounded by blue.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So you don't have to go far to sort of just stare at the blue sea.
Yeah.
So and put your feet in the water.
True. And getting outside, you know, green spaces, ecotherapy, it makes a difference.
Absolutely.
Would one see, with regards to what you have seen, have you seen a shift with your patients after they are outside over time? If they're grappling with depression and they haven't been outside for a while, when you encourage them to get back into nature or just taking time for themselves, does their mood change over time?
Absolutely. I mean, some of the young people that I've worked with who've got very stressful jobs, mm-hmm. some people work 10 hours a day and they go home and they put their screens back on.
Mm.
And part of the treatment is, you know, how many days last week did you manage not to have lunch at your desk?
Mm-hmm.
How many days did you manage to go out and sit in the sun? How many days? And I don't mean sunbathing. Just go outside and get some fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
How have your habits changed, and has that supported your well-being?
Mm.
And there's a real positive correlation between taking a break and being outside and feeling better.
All right. Now, for those of you that are tuned in, time check, I'm actually at the top of the hour already. I have Dr. Karen Dyer in studio, a chartered counseling psychologist, and you are affiliated with BEST.
Yes.
All right. Now, those that have never been to the website, they can go to the website, best.org.bm. Dr. Dyer, quickly, if individuals would like to get in contact with you and or BEST, what would be the best way to do that?
Yes, go to the website. You just I think you just said that one. Mm-hmm. www.best.org.bm. My details will be on there as well. And, you know, if we're all connected to nature
mm-hmm.
and we all love our green spaces and our blue spaces, I think we'll all be much more inclined to help support the conservation mm-hmm. of these places. And that's what BEST is about. And single-use plastics as well. You know, we make choices every single day.
Yes.
So I urge people to choose the environment, mm-hmm. choose your mental health, choose being well. It's free. You don't have to go to a psychologist to do ecotherapy. You can do that yourself. So perhaps you never have to, I'm putting myself out of work
right.
here, but perhaps you never have to come for mental health services
mm-hmm.
if you look after your entire well-being, which is your body, your mind, your interconnectivity to others and the natural world
mm-hmm.
and your spirituality, because there is a spiritual connection. Some people go into nature and they feel really connected to everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage everybody to get out there and be well.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Karen Dyer. I just received an email from one of my listeners. Basically, they said, thank you for having Dr. Dyer on. I work at a very busy job. And we are at our desk at least 10 hours a day. So today we're going to be encouraged to at least go outside for a while. And I guess commune with nature.
Yeah.
All right. Now, those that have never been to BEST's website, you can go to the website. It's best.org.bm. You can find more information about BEST on the whole. And if you want to reach out to Dr. Dyer, you can do that as well. Dr. Dyer, thank you so much for coming by. And you have definitely encouraged us on a Tuesday to get outside and get away from the computers.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much. At the top of the hour already, our time check is 8:02. I'll be back with you in just a moment. We are Power 95.